You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
The Mind Aware, 636.
I'm excited! Okay, like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana live is brain training at its best. So make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy that you're here and that we get to hang out. Isn't this fun? Don't you just love getting to hang out and talk about mindset and think about positive thinking and all those good things? So big shout out to Find the You in Speaker, who left an amazing review saying that it's an excellent conversation here. Chronic negative thinking is deeply rooted concern. And I appreciate you, George. Thank you so much for leaving that awesome review on iTunes. Your review makes a difference. So today I want to talk about this hot new app called Clubhouse. Have you heard about this? Clubhouse. Go and search it if you haven't been in the loop about this and download it. You might need to get an invite to actually be able to use it. I know if you go to danawild.com/clubhouse-thread, there's a thread going in our Facebook group. We're doing kind of a brain training chain where we're sharing invites to this app because it's a new social media network. And so many people, when they hear about this, myself included, what they think is, who needs another social media network? Not me, right? So I thought, well, I'll check it out. I'll just take a look and see what it is so I can educate myself about it, see if this is something that's for me. And I'm going to give you the lowdown on who this is for, if this is good for building a business, and so on and so forth. So let's start out talking about what is Clubhouse and who is it for? So Clubhouse is a social networking app that is audio only. And they have a variety of what they call rooms going on in Clubhouse on different topics. So for me, my generation, it almost feels like talk radio. Back in the day, we would sit on the AM station and you would move the dial around and you'd get different topics from sports to religion to politics to all these different things. Well, Clubhouse is like that. So if you like audio, if you like listening to podcasts, you will probably like Clubhouse just as a listener. You can go into different rooms, you can listen, you can exit gracefully so people don't know you're leaving. There's everything you can imagine on there. It's for anybody who's interested in learning or conversation. Now, having said that, from a business building standpoint, let's talk about it from that standpoint, from the benefits of using it, how to use it, and who would be best suited for it. So here's what I first thought the second I saw it. The reason I thought I think I might like this app. Because it's audio only, that means you don't have to look good to go on it, right? No video, no makeup, no making sure that everything is presented perfectly. It's very much geared toward casual conversation. And so when you are running a room, you're really more like a facilitator than presenting. So you don't even have to be all that prepared to go on. Good idea to have a little outline of what you want to talk about, but you don't have to be giving a presentation like we think of it in the business world as a normal presentation where you've got PowerPoint slides and you've got to look good and you've got to have all your ducks in a row of what you're going to say, that type of thing. This app was created post-COVID for people who wanted to engage in conversations about different topics because they were longing for human contact. So that leads me to the next piece of who this is for. You have to desire to network with people. Now, if you're a listener, you don't have to. So for example, right now, every night I'm on my treadmill and I'm just listening into conversations for an hour. I'm not participating. I'm not raising my hand to talk. I'm just listening to conversation that goes on. And it is like talk radio. But as a business builder, the power of this app is a fewfold. The benefits of it are a fewfold. Benefit number one, it's new. So because it's new, there are a lot of gaps ready to be claimed. If you are a crafter and you specialize in stamping and making cards, and you go on Clubhouse and you see nobody's talking about that, you can claim that space. You can claim that space and you can become the person leading the conversation. So just like any social media network, when you're first in, there's a big opportunity to develop a following and have social proof that you've got a following. And I'll come back to that piece in just a minute. So benefit number one, it's new and you can claim your space because maybe nobody has really taken over that space on Clubhouse yet. Benefit number two, it's easy to network with people. So if this is a strong suit of yours, you might remember I have a quiz where you can take a quiz and find out your marketing superpower. So you go to discoveryourmarketingsuperpower.com, discoveryourmarketingsuperpower.com, and you will be able to take the quiz and see what your marketing superpower is. Now, some of you have marketing superpowers that are orator, meaning you're good at speaking your piece verbally, or you might have connection, which means you're a good connector and good networker, or you might have interviewer. So you would be really prime for this network. You're going to be able to get on there and you're going to be able to create alliances with people, connect with people. I know Nina Aubert, who introduced me to this app, she is finding clients on the app. She is creating joint venture partnerships with other coaches that she's found on the app. So those of you that are connectors, you're going to love this app. Those of you that are orators who like to speak your message, you're also going to love this app. Because here's what I think is going on with this app, or another side benefit with this app that hasn't been talked about, is this is going to give you the opportunity to practice your shtick. I remember way back in the day when live streaming was first coming up, I did a little challenge for myself where I went online and I started live streaming twice a week. And in hindsight, people might look at that experiment and they might say, yeah, but Dana, I don't think you got much out of it. Let's look at the numbers. I may not have gotten people opting into my email list. I may not have made any direct sales from that. But that was such a valuable use of my time because what I did get out of it is I got really good at my message. I had to get on Facebook, talk about brain training and stepping into your celebrity and the power of thought and intentional action and all those things twice a week, week in, week out, week in, week out. I don't know if I gained any actual opt-ins, but I got really good at my message. And I think that that's a side benefit of Clubhouse that nobody's talking about. If you host a room, let's say you host a room once or twice a week, and you talk about your shtick once or twice a week, and you find others to engage with about it and have conversations about it, you're going to get really good at your message. So that's another benefit of it. Now, let's talk a little bit about the brain training piece of this, because I think what can happen sometimes, especially with new things, is you can get this real effect of FOMO. So right now, at the time I'm recording this, Clubhouse is only available on iPhone or iPad. And people who have Android are like, man, I'm missing out and all this stuff. And so if you really feel like this is an app for you and you want to check it out, go get yourself an iPad and you've got it sorted out. Little iPad mini and just start playing. However, having said all of this, because I have the same dialogue going on in my head that everybody else who gets on this app and is thinking about it for business has. You get in there and you're like, this is awesome. And then you get in there and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so noisy. And how do I stand out on this platform? And oh, I'm going to have to be live here every day. And then I was on a live session the other day and I heard somebody say they're 20 hours a week on Clubhouse. I'm like, oh man, that's so much work. And I don't want to do that. And I don't want to be a part of it. So it's really that love-hate relationship with this app. There is no recording. There's no texting, there's no video, there's nothing saved from this. So when you go live, you're live, and when you stop, you stop. There's no leftover residual for the content you're creating. There's no repurposing it, there's no recording it, none of that. So there's this idea of like, how much time do I really want to invest in this? And there's this dialogue that happened in my head anyway that sounded like, oh, this is too much work, or I'm going to have to do this too much, or I'm going to get sick of it, or what if I go twice a week and then I'm chained into twice a week forever? And all of these things that we think. And so I had to give myself kind of the old brain training slap, do the little busting and wake myself up and remember that what we do as brain trainers is we follow our feel goods. And the stories we tell create the outcomes that we have. The outcomes that we create. So if I'm telling a story that it's going to be a lot of work to gain traction on Clubhouse, then it is. If I'm telling a story that whatever I decide today is what I have to do forever on Clubhouse, that's a problem. So I have to take my own medicine and just say to myself, look it, this is fun. I'm enjoying it right now. It's fun to go on. It's fun to hold some live Clubhouses. Right now, currently, I'm doing them Mondays and Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific time. I'm thinking I'll probably dial that back to once a week at 9 a.m. Pacific time and do it for as long as I feel like doing it. One of my superpowers doesn't relate to connecting, but I am an orator and I do love audio and I do love the idea of just being able to get on any old time and connect and talk to people. So I'm going to play with this as long as it feels good. The brain training piece of this is don't buy into what everybody else is telling you about Clubhouse. You use it how you want to use it. You use it how it's fun for you. So one final piece I want to tell you for those of you that are in Train Your Brain You, Nina Aubert is going to do a full training for us on how to use Clubhouse. The few down and dirty bonus tips I want to give you right here is to let you know, fill out your profile really nicely. Speak to who you're speaking to. Who do you want to attract? Call them out in your profile. Call out what you can do for them in your profile. Use icons that you see on Clubhouse and other places. And then don't worry about how many followers you get. Instead, look at those quality of followers. Whoever you follow, it curates the content for you. So the people you're following, that's the kind of notifications you're going to get. So those are the two fast, down, and dirty tips for getting started. For those of you in Train Your Brain You, look for Nina Aubert's full training coming up very soon, actually. I think it's launching this week. And other than that, if this is a feel good and you want to check it out, go to danawild.com/clubhouse-thread, clubhouse-thread, and see if you can get an invite and get on there and play with it. I think the main reason I wanted to do today's show is that I wanted to remind everybody that we don't do things like everybody else does. We do things not out of fear. We're motivated from, this sounds like fun. Let's try this. Let's play with this. And then we do it for as long as we want to because we're brain trainers. And we know we build our businesses the easy way, the feel-good way. Follow the feel-goods. Do the stuff that sounds fun. Be honest with yourself. Be motivated internally. Find those pieces internally that are what the things that drive you and that you're passionate about and that are fun for you, and follow those and do those, because you know what? You can make your money in your business. You can grow your following in your business. You can step into your celebrity more and more and more your way. You have everything it takes to be successful. You can be yourself and you can do it your way. I just love that we know that because we know our brain supports us. Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. I mean, like every time Dana says, you know, you got to take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't.
All you have to do is flip the button.
He's like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.